Good afternoon, sir. My name is Dr. Stax. I'm the company's chief of medicine, and I'll be performing the final phase of your pre-employment screening. I see from your chart that you have already had a thorough exam by one of our staff doctors, and it looks like your lab results came back without any red flags. Overall, I would say that you're healthy and in good shape for someone your age. However, I will need to perform a few more tests to make sure you possess proper sexual functionality. Yes, sir. You heard me correctly. The company insists on a comprehensive medical examination, and that does include a check of your reproductive system. In a few moments, I'll collect a sperm sample, but first I need to perform a preliminary inspection. If you would come stand here, please. Yes, right here in front of me. And now, drop your pants. Yes, sir, this is also necessary. I need to inspect your penis. I'm sorry, sir, but this inspection is mandatory. I don't understand why you're so reluctant to show me your penis. Are you normally this reserved about exposing your body? Is there something about yourself you find embarrassing? I mean, you don't have a little penis, do you? Oh, you do. That could present a problem. How little is it exactly? Well, you're going to have to show me. I have no choice in the matter. Don't let me inspect your penis. I can't recommend you for employment. It's that simple. I think you should try to relax. Take a deep breath. Think about the opportunities that a position with this company would offer you. The compensation package is very generous. Are you really willing to give it all up just because you're ashamed of your little penis? Why don't you just let me into your pants and take a look for myself? It will only take a moment, and then you can sit back up. Stand still for me, and keep your arms at your sides. Oh dear. That's even smaller than I thought it would be. It appears to be acutely underdeveloped. It's like you have the penis of a little boy. In fact, because it is so very, very small, I will need to collect some additional data about your sexual function before I give my approval. At a minimum, I'll need to observe you achieve and maintain a full erection. You'll have to make your penis hard for me. Are you comfortable stimulating yourself manually while I observe? No, I didn't think you would be. Many men with undersized genitalia find it difficult to masturbate in front of a complete stranger. I don't suppose you would like for me to aid you in developing an erection. Yes, I'm very serious. As a medical professional, I have no problem in manipulating your penis for you so that it becomes erect. This is a purely scientific exercise. This should only take a few moments. Actually, I don't know exactly how I'm supposed to do this. I can't get a good grip on your penis because it's so little. It won't fit in my hand. Without a solid grip, how am I supposed to caress your penis into a full erection? It seems that my only real option is to use my mouth. Would that be all right with you? It's fine. I don't see any other alternative. Let's begin, shall we? Your erection is developing rather quickly. I can feel your penis rapidly engorging as I lick and suck it. Yes, indeed. I believe your little penis is almost fully erect. And And you are maintaining a full erection with continued low-intensity stimulation. You are doing so well, sir. I should be able to give you my recommendation if you can sustain my mouth sucking your penis for a few more minutes. So try to hold on a little bit longer. Is something wrong, sir? Your body is tensing up and... Yes, I can definitely feel some sort of tremor with my tongue. When my tongue laps against the head of your penis, it makes you... You're not about to ejaculate, are you? Oh my... I didn't expect you to ejaculate so prematurely, and I certainly didn't expect you to ejaculate into my mouth. I wish you had warned me. If I'd known you were about to come, I could have taken the opportunity to collect a sperm sample, but instead I accidentally swallowed it all. Do you have a history of premature ejaculation? I was afraid that might be the case. But being a premature ejaculator won't necessarily disqualify you from getting hired by the company, nor will the fact that your penis is small and underdeveloped. However, if you are unable to achieve and maintain an erection long enough to engage in sexual intercourse, we might have a problem. Full sex is the next portion of the examination. I need to make sure that you don't also suffer from performance anxiety or... erection loss during intercourse. Premature ejaculators with small penises tend to suffer from those conditions as well. Before we move on to that, I suppose I will have to suck another erection into your penis. I should warn you that there is a time limit for achieving a secondary erection. If your penis doesn't get hard within the first 30 minutes of me sucking and licking it, I will have to terminate the examination. Do you understand? Just try to get hard as quick as possible, okay? Let's try this again. Oh, good. Your erection is coming back. A short refractory period is always a positive indicator. I think your little penis is as erect as it's going to get. I'm going to have you lay back on the exam table while I climb into your lap and straddle you. No, sir. I can't authorize the use of a condom for this part of the inspection. Not with your condition. The latex barrier would deaden the sensation to your penis, which might cause an artificially delayed ejaculation. I can't take that risk. I'm going to have to insist on bareback sex. It wouldn't be a fair representation of your ability if you didn't feel the pleasure of my tight, sweet wetness gripping your little penis. Yes, accidental pregnancy is a possibility, but that's a risk I'm willing to take for scientific accuracy. And besides, I'm going to dismount before you have another orgasm. I plan to finish you off with my hand so that I can collect the sperm sample. But first, I'm just going to lower myself down onto your little penis and slide myself up and down on top of you. I can feel your penis. It feels so... It feels so... Here, let me undo my top. I want you to lick and suck on my large breast. It will help you stay hard. That's right. Taste my huge breast as I ride your little penis. Do you feel like you might ejaculate soon? Would it help if I kissed you? I can use my tongue if you think it would help. You seemed to like it earlier when I wrapped my tongue around the tip of your penis. Happening, sir? Are you ejaculating again already? Are you ejaculating inside me? I can feel your little penis spilling your semen. It's jerking and throbbing. It feels so good. I can feel you filling me up with your semen. Yes, pump it into me with your little penis. That was unfortunate. You had another premature ejaculation, but don't worry. I think I'll still be able to approve your application. Your penis seems to function properly, perhaps even a little too well. But technically, your performance was adequate. I am concerned about the size of your penis, but there isn't really anything we can do about that. However, I do believe that with time, I can help alleviate your premature ejaculation issues. You'll need to come to my office a few times a day for at least 6 months for sexual sensation and arousal therapy. The only way to limit the frequency of your premature ejaculation is to systematically expose your penis to increasing levels of direct sexual stimulation. Essentially, I want to train your penis to accept intense sexual pleasure without coming too early. I'm going to make this my top priority, and I will clear my schedule so I can personally administer your treatment as often as possible. I'm confident that evening and weekend sessions will not be necessary in the long run, but for now, you can expect me to make house calls daily. We can also meet at my home if you'd prefer. Now, since I failed once again to retrieve an uncontaminated sperm sample, I'm afraid that I will need to assist you in achieving a third, and hopefully final, orgasm. I'll begin by sucking you back to a full erection, and hopefully I'll be able to manually drain you into a specimen cup this time. But you must warn me when you feel an orgasm approaching. If you ejaculate into my mouth again, I will have to start all over. Shall we begin?